Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Blitz Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 7th day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And they've moved the snow up to Saturday. I told you this is what was going to happen. They're talking about maybe some little drizzle of rain. I don't know if we'll get that or not. It's been pretty damn cold. It was cold this morning. It was up to 30, though. But at any rate, that snow thing keeps moving farther and farther away, and it keeps getting drier and fucking drier. And, well, it'll be what it'll be, I suppose. And that being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. More than 100 Los Angeles firefighters suspended without pay for pay over vaccine mandate. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, more than 100 Los Angeles firefighters suspended without pay over vaccine mandate. This is from Fox News. And, you know, you think about it, it'd be something if Los Angeles burned to the goddamn ground because there was nobody to put the fire out. Because, that 99.9% recovery rate is just, well, it's too dangerous. And so better to let the cities burn down. A total of 113 Los Angeles firefighters have been placed on leave without pay for refusing to comply with its city's COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist vaccine. It is not a fucking vaccine. It is a fucking biological fucking weapon designed to depopulate the not only the United States but the whole goddamn planet, according to local reports. The policy requires all city employees to get vaccinated by December 18th or submit negative test results twice weekly at their own expense. ABC7 reported if a requested exemption is approved, then this employee must undergo a weekly test at the city's expense. And this is coming, push is coming to shove. They have no goddamn authority. They've never had any such fucking authority. This is the fucking corporation. This is fucking Walmart. Walmart, you can suck our asses. You're not going to get it. You give it up. Even if you give it up, you're still giving every fucking thing back, and you're going to fucking be, we're getting our common law courts back, and your asses are going to see what real fucking justice looks like. You're just before you fucking hit the end of that goddamn rope and do the shit dance, you criminal motherfuckers. The fire department sent 222 notices to staffers who had not submitted their vaccination status or applied for an exemption, warning of the suspension without pay. Well, I guess they said, go ahead and fucking do it. What if they see if they all stick together and walk out, they'd have the choice. You want to let Los Angeles burn to the fucking ground, or you want to fucking get stop this fucking unlawful violation of the fucking supreme superior law of we the people ratified December 15, 1791, and you're going to obey the fucking law, and you're going to you're going to get down on your knees and beg for fucking forgiveness before we fucking take you into that common law court. And with your prima facie of fucking with the evidence of prima facie of fucking criminality with your signatures on it, we fucking hang you. The fire department sent 222 notices to staffers who had not submitted their vaccination status or applied for an exemption, warning of suspension without pay. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We'll see who needs who. As of Monday, 113 firefighters had not complied and were removed from duty for the alleged breach. And these people stood up, man. I mean, the more people that keep standing up, the better. But I mean, 113, I got to believe that there's a lot of people that didn't stand up that are walking around with the mask hanging down, fucking with their nose sticking out, just complying because they got to wear the fucking face diaper or they can't be a fucking good slave. It is coercion. It is against the fucking, it's unlawful what they are doing. And they fucking know it. They have no authority. They have zero authority over the individual free nationals of this goddamn country. But they're gonna continue. They have to keep pushing this. I mean, they cannot, if Goebbels fails with this COVID-19 doesn't exist, therefore there can be no variance because 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 still equals fucking zero. If they fail, they are fucking, I mean, think of the consequences. They'll have to start a third world war or try to start a third world war that we ain't gonna fight. We'll say, you get your goddamn asses out there. You want to go fight? Go. If somebody comes to our country and tries to fucking, well, they're already got their fucking fifth columns here about from about 160 fucking countries. But we'll rip your asses apart. Make no mistake about it. Everybody ain't fucking gun polishers. There's 40 million of us out there that'll fucking take you on right fucking now, you cocksuckers. So if you feel froggy, hop. As of Monday, 113 firefighters had not complied. Firefighters who continue to resist the vaccine mandate, they cannot mandate you to do anything. Remember the, I mean, back when, well, you wouldn't remember, but you can read about it. You can read the Federalist Papers. You can read the Anti-Federalist Papers. And you can see that, you know, back then the people, they didn't like the fucking implications of that Constitution. And they didn't like the general welfare clause or the commerce clause because it kind of opened the door for them to try to edge their way into our autonomy, into our self-rule under the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the fucking law of this fucking land, the only law of this fucking land. It contains all the maxims, all the procedures, and we can live peaceably under that document. We've never needed these son of a bitches. We never needed the aristocracy. That was, you know, I've said it many times. You know, the guys back in 1777 or, you know, 70, whenever the war ended there, they should have went to Philadelphia and killed every fucking one of them, took everything they fucking had, threw their fucking bodies into the ocean and told them to go home back to England. Firefighters who continue to resist vaccine, no, poison. Poison. It's a goddamn poison. It's goddamn gene therapy. Quit calling it a god. The CDC themselves told you that on their fucking own site. I love this shit. On their own site that it was not a goddamn vaccine. But still, they just keep saying vaccine, the global Goebbels things. We got to shut Goebbels down once and for fucking all. That's why, you know, I'm kind of getting, you know, more edgy about the language. About, you know, like things like calling it our government. This ain't our government. This is a fucking occupational force. And there's no fucking doubt about it. There's nobody, I mean, goddamn it. They are breaking the goddamn law that's right there in front of their fucking face. It is goddamn ratified fucking absolute law. And it is the absolute jurisdictional authority of we the people who fucking are the goddamn authority in this country. And, but, you know, until they start getting slapped down, they're not going to fucking stop people. And until you quit polishing them fucking guns and start using the son of a bitches to fucking enforce our law, it's not going to fucking stop. You keep on allowing. You keep allowing. And they keep saying that they're allowing you. These fucking pissant, fucking spineless, shitless motherfuckers say, I mean, that's one of the things that eats my ass about, you know, they're going to allow me to do something. You don't fucking allow me to do anything. I ain't your goddamn slave and I ain't no fucking 14th Amendment subject. Get it through your fucking head. Firefighters who continue to resist vaccine mandate, the unlawful vaccine mandate. You know, in the beginning when they started talking about these mandates and guidelines, they told you straight up it was unconstitutional, even in the administrative admiralty, which is a fucking running violation of the Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791 in itself. Every day that it goes on, it's another added fucking charge. I mean, it'll be nothing to fucking hang every one of these son of a bitches. That's why they're fucking sweating it. That's why they're doing the stupid shit that they're fucking doing. That's why they're pretending like, you know, that this is okay. But, you know, Judge Napolitano, when this shit first came down, he came on Fox News and he came up and he said that they had no authority. And that's even in the admiralty because they can't. They can't have any authority to fucking dictate goddamn guideline or, you know, fucking tell you have to, or, well, seize your body without a fourth article warrant or without a fucking writ from a goddamn common law court, common law jury. They can't do it. They know they can't do it. They know what they're doing is so fucking unlawful that it is a hanging offense. But hey, man, go ahead. Just keep on fucking pushing. And you will get what you fear the most. When the shit you have nightmares about in the middle of the night is going to come fucking true. Because you give us nothing to fucking lose. You want to see something dangerous? Look for somebody in the jungle with nothing to fucking lose. As of Monday, as of Monday, 113 firefighters had not complied and were removed from duty. From the alleged breach, and like I said, I hope fucking Los Angeles burns to the fucking ground because they couldn't stretch the firefighters out enough to make up for this 113. Go ahead and get yourself some goddamn third worlders. I'm sure they're experts at fucking firefighting, like the people who have had to develop the technology in this goddamn country to keep cities from fucking burning to the goddamn ground. I hope it happens. That's what you fucking deserve for allowing this shit. That's what you deserve for putting that fucking slave diaper on your fucking face. That's what you deserve for going along to get along. Firefighters who continue to resist the it ain't a vaccine, and quit calling it a vaccine. Fucking this Goebbels, this fucking goddamn biologic kill agent mandate. And you got no authority to mandate that we do anything. We are the fucking superior authority in this country. And the only way you can force us to do anything is to come out of that goddamn corporate fucking seat you're sitting in. Take off your goddamn fiduciary hat. And as a goddamn individual, file an individual filing as an individual in your individual capacity against me in my individual capacity. And then we'll go to court and I'll just... shit, prima facie, like I said, sign fucking documents. You will fucking hang. That's what I'll ask the jury for. The jury will decide, of course. The common law jury is the highest authority in the United States of these Americas. All little U and little S and A, little A. The big is the fucking sovereign. The sovereign national. Those are the capital fucking letters. We fucking run the joint. We're the kings and queens of this goddamn country. As individuals, not as a fucking collective. And you can keep trying this collective fucking shit. Get all the collective. Gather together. That makes for an easier fucking fight of it for us. It really does. And you are going to answer to the fucking law that you have fucking grossly fucking violated. That you have grossly fucking spit on. Shit on. I like this. There's one here. I see. Where the hell was it here? Firefighters who continue to resist the vaccine mandate, which is unfucking lawful, is treason, is sedition, is a hangable offense, will be entered into the process for termination of their employment. LA Fire Department spokesman Cheryl God, I can't even say her name, Gituza. That must be Irish. Told the local station. The news comes a few weeks after the department announced that an L.A. firefighter, I love this, is under investigation for allegedly taking the vaccine noncompliance letter and wiping his buttocks, that means wiping his ass with it, before discarding it on the ground. I think that's fucking cool. Good. That's called saying, fuck you, I ain't doing it. Serco agrees on $300 million acquisition of U.S. military services provided by, provider. Yeah, services provider. This is from B Daily News. It was sent in by Mary for discussion and from the trenches, worldreport.com. A U.K. public service provider has announced that it has acquired a U.S. defense service company in a deal worth nearly $300 million. So now the Queen's going to fucking be, working on organizing the defense of this fucking country. What the Brits? There wasn't no fucking Americans to do it. There weren't no goddamn American nationals who could trace their fucking lineage back before the fucking beginning of this goddamn country that could do it. No, all those people are sitting under underpasses and their fucking kids are dirty and hungry and doing without fucking food. So that you can, this is just like when they gave the bitch the copper mine. They're in Arizona. Before that was given over to the fucking crown. Why? What was the fuck? It wasn't sold. It was just given. But a copper mine. And before it was a copper mine, it was a national fucking park where you couldn't walk off the trail. If you stepped on a pine needle, you might damage the fucking environment. But when they come in and strip mine it for fucking copper, And whatever other minerals they get to take for nothing. We'll get nothing from this people. This is our fucking goddamn territory. This is our fucking land. It hasn't been taken from me through no due process of the law recognized by the fucking common law of this country, which is that Bill of Rights. In absolute terms, the only goddamn law that's fucking applicable in this country, the only law that can be applicable in this goddamn country. You can take your law to the sea and you can take it out there and you can start fucking swimming. Because that's what's going to happen to your sorry fucking asses. You fucking criminal son of a bitches, you're going to fucking be stripped down. We'll point you out to fucking the fucking sea and say, swim 200 miles and you reach your fucking admiralty. And anybody that comes to pick you up can take you to their fucking country. You fucking people that love this goddamn fascism, that love this fucking communism. This always blows me away. Because if you want communism and you want fucking fascism, fuck, all you got to do is just go down to Mexico or fucking Venezuela. And hey, you're home, man. You're in paradise. Hell, go to China. If this is fucking your utopia, what the fuck are you hanging around here for looking for trouble when there's the rest of the goddamn world's fucking waiting there for you? It's available. You don't even have to fucking fight anybody for it. It's there. But you don't like that fucking communism in its, when it's fully developed now, do you? Well, we ain't going to let it happen here. Make sure you understand that. Serco, a group which operates across five sectors, has agreed to acquire Whitney Bradley and Brown, WBB, from an affiliate of HIG called Capital for $295 million. See, this whole fucking thing, this war bullshit. It's always just been the industrial war complex. It's just fucking dead people for fucking money. Go attack this, just like in Iraq. I mean, God, why was there no one fucking held to account for attacking fucking Iraq? They did not have the depleted fucking uranium. And when it was revealed why they were still fucking attacking Iraq, did they pull out and apologize? Hell no. Oh, we're going to bring democracy to them. You know, the democracy, the mix of fascism and communism that offers the most control. And we're going to build a pipeline so that we can take their fucking oil and send it over to them Zionist pricks in fucking in Israel because it should be theirs. And the whole goddamn world should be theirs. And we're just a bunch of soulless fucking animals that are here to fucking serve them. Or to fucking be butchered by them. Or for them to fucking rape the little children, our little children. For the sick motherfucking jollies that it's the only jollies they can get because of the fucking immense power they have fucking accumulated through the theft of fucking of every nation on this goddamn planet. WWB provides advisory, engineering, and technical services to the United States military. Now, why are we got? Here's another fucking foreign state, supposed to be a foreign state, but of course we know that, that when you, if you went down and dug, that we're still a colony of fucking Britain. That fucking fat little fucking bitch sitting over there on the British throne, that fucking dog shit eating cunt, is fucking running the whole god. Is you know, her and of course the rest of the Illuminati up to the Rothschilds, who probably control her, but the crown heads of Europe for sure. That's why the monarchies must fucking go. Well, after we've taken this country back, we have to help the people in fucking these monarchies. The people are trying to fight in the monarchies, but they've allowed themselves to be disarmed. So that now that the fucking communists have, well, they're not, yeah, they're communists, but they're working for the goddamn Jews. I mean, the Jews invented communism, and the goddamn crown heads of Europe are all fucking Jews. And so, you know, you got fucking tyranny via a fucking monarchy. And the people aren't liking it, but again, you guys shouldn't let your fucking guns go. Those guns, everybody, they'll sit there and tell you all day long, well, soldiers and guns don't really have nothing to do with modern war. Why in the fuck do you fucking need them? How can you fucking occupy a fucking country without them? You bring those fucking blue-helmeted motherfuckers over here, and we'll see what we'll do about it. I know so many people wanting to fucking put a bullet through a fucking blue helmet that I can't even count them all. I mean, the people have talked about this in my circle of friends for fucking years. Yeah, let them bring that fucking UN in here. Let them try to fucking force a fucking foreign fucking occupation on us, a pure foreign occupation, because the United Nations cannot fucking exist. United Nations has nothing to do with the United States of these Americas. The United Nations can't bypass our ninth article of our fucking Bill of Rights, which is the fucking supreme superior law and jurisdiction of we the people, and say, well, in spite of what the people wrote down when they shot our asses out of here, well, the United Nations says, lock down, you're going to lock down. Well, you give her a fucking go, buddy. I'll come out the fucking door and I'll come for your ass. You are going to start obeying our fucking law. And once we get control of it all back, people, it's going to be, it's shit right now. Life is shit. I give you that. But it's not going to be shit when we get it back and when they're the ones squirming. Because, I mean, I always go back to the one thing they show of the Nuremberg trials. And that guy's whole body is just fucking, I mean, like he's having a seizure trembling. Because he knows what's fucking waiting for him. A goddamn rope. Now, whether they should have got the fucking rope or not, because it was just the Jews who had already declared war on Germany clear back in the fucking 30s. And that were, you know, finishing, they were just flaunting their goddamn power over that pissant little shit bunch of fucking cocksuckers. They flaunt the fucking power they fucking have. And how do they get it? Because they are the most duplicit, fucking low-down, backstabbing, lying, murdering, child-raping, you name it, bastards in the fucking world. They should have been extincted by the decent people of this fucking planet a long fucking time ago. If they weren't here, a person might actually have fucking a peaceful fucking life. You might actually have one fucking day where there wasn't no war on this goddamn planet. Those dirty bastards have weaseled their way into every fucking group. And this fucking queen and this fucking shit, have England, you know, we had fucking China. 60% of the fucking contracts, the military contracts, had to go to outside sources. What in the fuck? I mean, that should have been enough to tell the people, hey, these fuckers are betraying us. You don't give your goddamn, you know, your major components that you need for your war machine. You don't depend on the person that you're probably going to have to fucking fight for them. Not to mention we developed the fucking technology. We were making it all here. Just like Billy Clinton handing the fucking ICBM guidance systems over to the fucking Chinese. It has been a fucking, they have betrayed us. I mean, I don't think I have to tell any trencher that. But if there's anybody out there listening that fucking has a list, they betrayed you. Why in God's name would you hand over your goddamn production of the crucial fucking war materials you need to a goddamn foreign country? That's one thing you better be making at home, ain't it? Especially since we have the fucking resources. We never needed this goddamn New World Order. We never needed the World fucking Trade Association. World Trade Organization, that's what it is. We never needed them. We were fucking kicking ass when they started bringing us into, without our consent, without them, without fucking any kind of a fucking ratification or permission or consent from the people, started bringing us into these goddamn one world fucking organizations. You know, the eight or something like that. I mean, you know, where they all fucking meet, the G8 or all this shit, and what they're doing, you know, like this climate change thing. They go off out of the, when you step out of this fucking country as the, when you're supposed to be, that they're not, it's hard to talk about it because they've never been our fucking representatives. They can't represent us. They don't have the fucking authority to represent us. They are fucking criminals. They are guilty of fucking fraud, murder. You name the fucking crime, they've done it and done it again. And they are fucking prima facie guilty. Fucking the paperwork, the paperwork's out there. I mean, you can show it to fucking people. And the fucking the slave mentality people will just, I could get hurt. But yeah, a lot of people are going to get hurt because this is going to be one hell of a fucking dogfight. And it's going to be a hell of a dogfight because of the fucking cowards and because of the people who cannot stand up and because of the people who are just fucking wantonly stupid and because of the people who fucking would prefer industry over fucking freedom. They prefer the fucking, they prefer mammon over fucking liberty. They fucking, I mean, if there's money to be made, they're going to fucking make it. We've talked many times about all the goddamn money that's been made off this fucking misery for how many fucking years. Every year that we've waited to take care of us, that means more of us that are going to have to die. As motherfuckers made millions and billions of dollars off of army surplus, showing you the treachery, but not telling you how to fucking correct it. Now that you know how to correct it, there is no excuse. That was the excuse when I first started doing this. You know, it's the excuse. What do you do? Well, you get out that goddamn Bill of Rights because that is a supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country. And it is on you. It is not only your right, it is your fucking duty to enforce that law. And, I mean, when they removed the common law courts, there should have been an uprising in this country and they should have been fucking taken out then. But like I say, we waited and waited. Now more of us are going to have to fucking die to do it. But once we fucking take that son of a bitch back, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fucking shit fight to begin with because they have pumped fucking soldiers from fucking 106 fucking countries around the fucking world. They've pumped people in here to fucking try to kill us. And I got to believe that they've got 100 million of them here now. And that's when the people have just sat there and fucking watched it happen. You allowed it. You had the fucking means by far. The largest army to ever exist on this planet is right here. It is we the people. And we fucking allowed it. Some fought it. I mean, like, what the hell was his name? I can't think of his name. The colonel that fucking did the Lend-Lease program for fucking Rosenfeld. Huh? Oh, yeah. Major Jordan. I mean, here the guy had filing cabinets that showed that the fucking, the same time we were developing the atomic bomb, we were taking all of the fucking, a common person, I mean an American national, who we couldn't be trusted to even know what was happening and know what was going on. And man, if you found out the wrong thing about a shipment, I said, they'd execute your fucking ass. But at the same time, they were handing all the technology right over to the goddamn Russians, flying goddamn uranium over there to them. I mean, creating a fucking enemy to try to destroy your ass. And that ain't the first time because they did it with Japan. How did Japan fucking get a fucking military apparatus that could be any kind of fucking a threat to the United States? Well, all of our fucking scrap iron for 10 years. was fucking shipped to fucking Japan, and they bought, that's what they built their fucking war machine out of. They're resource fucking poor. And then they went and they'd invaded into fucking China. And what the hell do you know? U.S. Marines over there fucking defending fucking Chinese. Getting killed defending Chinese from Japanese. And so they cut the fucking oil off from the fucking Japanese and left them no choice but fucking, you know, fucking war. Because they were fucking caught with no fucking goddamn, because they're resource poor. Just like fucking China. I mean, fucking, they got the rare earth minerals. That's all China ever had. China would never been a fucking problem for us if MacArthur had been allowed to fucking finish conquering it. They would have been our bitches. But no, that wasn't the plan of the internationals, was it? The internationals, they planned fucking 50, 100 years into the future, and this is what they had planned. What they had planned is for these dink motherfuckers to come over here, and we were going to kowtow to them. They're the ones that are going to put us in fucking line, guys. You think some little dink's going to put your ass in line? I mean, in the South Pacific, I think the kill rate was every American killed 100 fucking Japanese in the South Pacific. You want to try them fucking odds against 40 fucking million? Bring it on. I mean, fuck you, goddamn, I'm not the only one that's sick of fucking waiting on this. I want my goddamn life back, or, you know, if I die, I die. This is living death. It being a fucking, without your goddamn rights, without your fucking liberties, this is a living death. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my fucking knees, and I will not be your goddamn subject. You might as well get that through your fucking head. You're not going to mandate or guideline me to do any motherfucking thing that is a violation of my absolute fucking rights. You do it, we fucking fight, you've already declared the fucking war. When the ACLU came up and declared war on the Bill of Rights, see, this is their fight against the Bill of Rights. Everything that's been going ever since, you know, come up and they do something, and that's unconstitutional, which means it's a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. But we're just going to violate. We're not going to come at you and fucking, the only way the Bill of Rights can be taken away is the way that it was actually acquired, and that is at the end of a fucking gun. If we're willing to fucking fight, and I mean, we'll trash these motherfuckers, and they know it. They will not get the military. I mean, they try to act like they've got this well-oiled machine, this technology. Oh, gosh, man, you better be afraid. Bullshit. Bring it fucking on. Just do it. Why in the hell ain't you done it already? If you're fucking so mighty and powerful, the 12 to 20% of you sorry fuckers will wipe your ass out in a day. And you'll be yelling for the United Nations to send in peacekeepers. When them motherfuckers get here, they will be planted like fucking corn. There is no foreign authority going to come into this goddamn country and violate our fucking law, even though there's one got occupation here doing it right now. We can wipe this occupation out fucking forthwith fucking easy. It's why they're in the United, it's why they created the United Nations. Tojo told the emperor over there in Japan, we can't invade the United States. There's a goddamn rifle behind every blade of fucking grass there. They'll rip us a fucking part. And that still fucking stands. Only there's going to be people shooting, you know, because they've put the multiculturalism in and they pump people in here from around the fucking world. We'll be shooting at, there's going to be people shooting at each other just because of the culture shit. Because we allowed that to fucking happen. But American can recognize an American it'll have to start out, like I said, you know, with the individual, but there'll be more individuals than you see. Oh, that guy's fucking means it. He's killing them. That's one of my people. There's one of my people. And pretty soon they'll keep getting larger and larger fucking groups. And then we'll come across this goddamn country like a fire NATO. We're better to burn it to the fucking ground than let those dirty cock-sucking foreign son of a bitches have our fucking land. We'll rebuild it. That'll give us something to fucking do. We're going to have to rebuild it anyway because they fucked it up so bad. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break.
Oh, nurses all got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shai via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shivey. It's 12:42 Pacific time and 4:07 Pacific. It's Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. And it keeps coming back to the people that they fucking ignored for so long. And when, you know, the communists went around fucking thinking they had this fucking place whipped because they show pictures of people walking around with their fucking pants hanging around their knees and their dirty asses sticking out. And that's the Americans you got to fight. No, it ain't. No, it fucking ain't even close. Those are the fucking culls. Those are the ones that we need to get rid of. Anyway, we were just talking about the acquisition of fucking, setting up your fucking, a foreign country, setting up your goddamn defenses. Now, how would you like to, I mean, if you were running a country, how would you like to, anybody who might oppose you, be over there fucking organizing their military and fucking, and then have the components built for that military in another fucking state that is supposed to be your blood fucking enemy, but that these goddamn international corporate mafia, treasonous Zionist pig traitors in fucking Washington, D.C. as a part of the occupation keep giving the fucking contracts to, keep fucking selling goddamn lands that doesn't belong to them because they haven't been taken from the American people through the due process of the fucking law that we are guaranteed as individuals. And this goddamn country belongs to the people. It belongs to each and every fucking one of us. And they have to take each and every fucking one of us through that procedural due process to take one fucking square inch of fucking land. And they know it. They know everything they've done is fucking a violation of the law that to get them put up against the wall or get a fucking rope put around their goddamn necks. And that's why they're fucking sweating it. That's why they have to get rid of the American nationals. It belongs to us. It belongs to us, and fraud has no statute of limitations. And when we get through taking this son of a bitch back, we're taking everything else you've stolen from us back around the fucking world. That big pile of gold, go take a good look at it. Go wallow around in it for a while because you ain't going to have it for fucking ever. Vietnam province halts Pfizer COVID vaccine after 120 students hospitalized following vaccine injections. Boy, vaccines, you mean the injections of the biological fucking death agent? Because it isn't a fucking vaccine by definition of the fucking word. But they think that Goebbels thing is going to work. And as long as people keep on fucking uttering fucking democracy, and our government, constitution, all this fucking horse shit, it isn't going to, that's the hold they have on you. I mean, you've been told that since you were a little kid, and you got to stop fucking uttering it. It's not true. It's just fucking not true. That Constitution was never ratified by we the people. It was an instrument of the fucking aristocracy of the time to make sure that they formed a fucking government in the middle of an uprising. The people started the uprising over what? Oh, that's right. Their rights. Their goddamn rights. And the fucking aristocracy of the time, which was the colonial bastards that were the agents of the king in the colonies, they were the bastards that the people were uprising against. And then they step in when they see that the people ain't fucking around, when they, blast the goddamn British out of fucking Boston. They see that people ain't fucking around and they're going to do it. And you ain't going to fucking whip us up in the goddamn woods. I mean, these people had already, fucking fought a war or two up in those fucking mountains. I mean, and unbelievable fucking conditions, just like we have now. We still have wild fucking places that you're going to have to fucking fight us in. We got fucking mountains to blow down on your ass. We got a lot of fucking options on how, and we'll create new ways to kill you, son of a bitches. You have declared war on the wrong fucking people. You have declared war on our fucking autonomy, on our freedom, and our liberty, and you'll see how we'll fight for it. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Now, this shit's all, like all these names and stuff are all Vietnamese, so I'm not going to say them right, I'm sure. Than Ho, a province of Vietnam, has suspended all use of the Wuhan coronavirus. Coronavirus means cold. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccine. It is not a fucking vaccine. It is a goddamn biological war agent designed to fucking depopulate the fucking planet. From Pfizer, after a single batch caused more than 120 students to have to get hospitalized for injuries. Since November 30th, the Central Province has been injecting children ages 15 to 17 with the experimental mRNA solution from Pfizer Biotech. It says etch, whatever the hell that means. It's incorporated is what it is. It's goddamn Bill Gates and company, which United States regulators declared to be safe and effective. Safe and effective. Yeah, I know many people. They won't fucking give you the death fucking numbers. That's how bad it is. And on a world fucking basis, the population of the world is fucking dropping at a dramatic fucking rate. I mean, the one guy came on one time on Fucker Carlson and fucking he said it, and he was squirming when he said he's probably dead by now. But he did fucking say it. However, it turns out that the jabs are not safe and effective as claimed. No. You mean these eugenicists that want to fucking depopulate the world down to under 500 million for perpetual balance with nature as written on the Georgia Guidestones are lying to us? Are they just mistaken? They're bumbling fools. That's what it is. That's what they try to convince you. I think that's why they put Biden up there. To make you think the whole goddamn thing's being run by one bumbling fool. When this, no, they're not bumbling fools at all. You have a communist fucking committee running this country from the fucking top, and it consists of George Soros, fucking Barry Sanders, Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the south side of Chicago, back alley pimp, and the AOC, and the fucking squad, and fucking, you know, the Silicon Valley boys, Zuckerberg. See, that's where the fascism comes in. That's why it is a mix of fascism and communism. And communism has never not been capitalism. Think about it. Look at the fucking Red China is supposed to be that's the number one goddamn communist country in the world. Red China. But hey, man, they have billionaires that come, billionaires that have, while other people are fucking goddamn eating dirt. And while other people are fucking slaves, actually, because they have goddamn Muslims out there, Muslim slaves picking fucking cotton for them as slaves. But hey, man, you know, they're just the most terrible people in the world. But fucking, let's have them make our components for our war machine, and just in case, you know, there's some trouble or something. I mean, when they first came out with that shit, I said, Jesus Christ Almighty, this is so blatant on his face. The people should rise up just for this goddamn reason. You're going to fucking make it so our war machine stops because we're at war with China and we need the Chinese to make the goddamn parts for our fucking war machine, huh? I mean, how blatant was that? And the people, I think I'll polish my gun. And then, and the scarier it gets, the more fucking guns they buy and the more bullets they buy. And, you know, they fucking polish the hell out of the son of a bitches. But the polishing days are about over. I'm sorry, friends. This is something that we're going to have to stop. We're not going to have, this fucking idea for fucking 30 fucking years. We're going to be on the defense. We're the defense. We want to keep moral high ground. You fucking had it. You had it from the fucking beginning. You weren't no goddamn militia. You were an incorporated motherfucking operation selling army surplus. And you made fucking probably billions, if the truth be known, from fucking just, look, the Chinese, oh, God, they're a threat. It's a threat. And this goddamn government. This corporation, I don't want to call it a government. I'd be fucking making the mistake that I'm telling other people not to make. But this goddamn corporation is fucking, in bed with things. You talk about sleeping with the fucking enemy. I mean, and this fucking lie of the vote, man. I mean, that lie of that vote, man, that was a fucking ingenious thing for them to fucking do. Because, you know, none of this was supposed to work without the consent of the people. However, you see them doing daily things to us that we cannot do to each other. How can we turn over consent for them to do something that we do not have the authority to do ourselves? I mean, that's simple fucking logic. And you're seeing, I'm just sitting here, I'm going to write this down on paper and it's a guideline and you're going to fucking do it. Or I'm going to take this goddamn Blackwater USA fucking private goddamn security system we've set up in this country to protect these fucking treasonous bastards, and we're going to fucking sick them on ya. Well, I tell you what, sicking them on us is getting a little rough, ain't it? And rougher every fucking day. And sooner or later, you're going to push the right fucking button, man, and it's just going to blow up in your goddamn face. And then, It's always the way. I mean, you can think of the arrogance of any fucking dictator in history. Look at Napoleon. I mean, goddamn, his hand in it. I mean, you know, I think that's a Masonic thing with the hand in the goddamn jacket and what might have you. He was going to take over the goddamn world. He was going to do it. He was just so, I mean, and the French people were just like, fucking, yeah, you can't whip Napoleon. Nobody can whip Napoleon. But somebody did whip Napoleon. Fucking Russians whipped Napoleon. If you go back in history, you can look at it and see that this has been a planned operation all along. The wins, the losses, the wins were fucking calculated to be wins. The losses were calculated to be losses for the final effect, and it's all been manipulated through fucking mammon. It is the fucking goddamn tool, the fucking number one tool, and it fucking, you know, some people don't like it when I talk about it, but, you know, I know about all the gods and all the beliefs and all the shit out there, but I'll tell you one god, the great god Mammon, that is fucking real. Now, I've watched it work. I've seen its power. And that's what you have to defeat. I've said from the beginning it will be our numbers against their fucking Mammon. Who can be bought for what fucking price? And it won't matter anyway, because if I can, you have somebody that's fighting for their home and heart, for their children, their grandchildren, and for their future, and to keep themselves from being put into bondage, you got a fucking formidable fucking force that you got to deal with. You're going to have to fucking, I mean, it's going to have to be one hell of a paycheck, and then it ain't going to be worth it within fucking the first few months. And when they send the fucking Chinese over here, we will butcher those motherfuckers. It would be like being sent to the Russian front back during World War II. If you were a German, to be sent to the Russian front was fucking a death sentence. And that's what it's going to be for you Chinese. When they start sending your arrogant little asses over here, it's going to be, you don't scare me. You don't scare nobody. You're a people that have allowed yourself to be so subjugated that you fucking would lick the feet of that fat little freak up on top of the fucking podium. You would lick his fucking feet. You let a handful of your people fucking rule you, rule your will. You can't even listen to what you want to listen to. You can't speak. You think we're going to fear you? You're fucking wrong. Anyway, let's look at this. Tan Ho, a province in Vietnam, has suspended all use of the Wuhan coronavirus, fucking, which is a cold that's been on the back of the goddamn Lysol can since the fucking probably the 40s. And the COVID-19 doesn't exist, and the fucking death fucking shot from Pfizer after a single batch caused more than 120 students to have to get hospitalized for injuries. Since November 30th, the central province has been injecting children aged 15 to 17 with the experimental mRNA solution from Pfizer biotech. Which United States regulators declared to be safe and effective. However, it turns out that the jabs are not safe and effective. So they lied, didn't they? You know, everybody knows it. I mean, I fucking discovered uranium here today. Among the symptoms experienced by the 120 students were nausea, high fever, and breathing difficulties. The provincial Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, private fucking non-governmental agency, publicly reported. Of these cases, 17 experienced even more severe reactions that required a greater level of medical care. The corporate media in Vietnam claims that these individuals have, quote, stabilized, but that they are continuing to be monitored at hospitals throughout the area. The cause of their symptoms has yet to be confirmed by the Tan Ho authorities reported. Vietnamese Express, VN is what it is, VN Express, pretending that the injections had nothing to do with these negative health outcomes. Vietnam is still planning to inject children with other batches of Pfizer. You betcha. It is a bit of a misnomer to say that Pfizer will no longer be administered in Vietnam, though, or even in Tan Ho. The province CDC director Luang Ngoc Trung told the media that only injections being stopped are those from the affected batch. Somebody forgot to fucking put something in or take something out? No. I mean, there's all kinds you get. You might get the saline or you might get the death shot. You don't know. We still have other batches, also Pfizer vaccine, Trong stated. So we will continue vaccinating the children. They will continue to fucking get sick and die. The suspended batch, meanwhile, has reportedly been shoved into a freezer and could be used later on for other groups like adults. Trong further admitted, Vu Van Chin, director of the Ha Trung District General Hospital, backed up Trung and added that such side effects are normal, especially in children. Well, that must be why they say up here it's perfectly fucking safe. If fucking getting, you know, dropping dead and your heart fucking going into seizures and fucking people passing out, people fucking getting these, I can't remember what the disease is there from it. That's just normal. So, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it works perfectly. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do, and that's kill people. Anyway, so far, the Tahan Ho CDC has distributed some 117,000 doses of the Fosse flu. Fosse flu. That dirty son of a bitch. Fosse flew my ass. The fucking fraud. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccine. It isn't a vaccine. It's a fucking goddamn biological death agent. Biological death agent. Biological death agent. To 27 districts and towns across the country. More than 56,700 injections, or about half, have been administered. Just in the past week, three children have died following their Pfizer injection. But it wasn't the injection that did it, guys. Damn it. People just drop dead normally all day long, every day, by the fucking thousands. And it's just normal. And that's why they can say that their death shot is fucking safe. Well, it's safe if it does what it's supposed to. It's kill you, I guess. I don't know. Safe to the person sticking it in you, not so safe for the person getting it put in their body. The cause of death has been declared by the government to be overreaction to the vaccine. you're going to love this. Similarly, four workers in Tahoe's Kim Viet shoe factory died last week from their Virocell Chinese virus injection. No, they did. It wasn't the injection, which is another lesser known brand of the jab. Oh, that's probably like the generic brand. These deaths were also categorized as an overreaction to the shots. Now, what the fuck does that mean? I have a better idea. How about not taking that shot at all, wrote one commenter at VN Express. Severe reactions are normal side effects, asked another. What about unknown long-term side effects? Is this truly worth the risk? I mean, these people figured it out pretty quick. This one province, I mean, pretty backward fucking people, but they can tell when he took that shot and he fucking died. And a lot more people around here, man. I mean, people that I know that went and took that goddamn shot, and they got sicker than a fucking dog. And then they tell you, well, I know somebody else that did, and I know somebody else, and I don't think I'm going to take that second shot. And this is what it's coming down to. They're fucking kill agent. They're making billions off of killing us. And the people are starting to say, fuck, no. Especially the people that took the shot. And I mean, you get sick off that shit, you get fucking sick. Sick. I mean, I know some people that have gotten sick from it. Anyway, the effects, it's truly worth the risk. No, it isn't. If you want to fucking die, take that goddamn shot. Hell, we ain't even, January would be a year into this injection bullshit. how many people have already fucking died. Any other time, if there was a vaccine that was killing like this, it would have been halted. Just like back in the 70s with, what was it? God damn it. Swine flu. Once they hit 10,000 people that they'd fucking killed, they made them stop giving the fucking injection. I guarantee you they've killed more than 10,000 people. They've killed more than 100,000 fucking people. And it goes on. So that must be the fucking agenda. That must be the reset. We may never know if we take the shot. But once we get them motherfuckers to start waterboarding, it's just like Bill Gates, this fucking nobody, son of a bitch. He's nobody different than you and I. Only difference is he has billions of dollars of our stolen fucking wealth in his possession because he is a fucking monster that will fucking, well, he's got fucking warrants out for him in fucking Africa for, what the hell is it? That wasn't genocide. It was for, acts against humanity or some sort of shit like that. So this, the United States is the harbor of fucking goddamn murderers, mass fucking murderers, committers of genocide, like the fucking Bushes and the Cheneys and the Rumsfelds and the fucking Clintons. All of these motherfuckers, we're harbingers of fucking goddamn criminals. We should be fucking But running like a goddamn factory that's way fucking behind putting these motherfuckers in the goddamn ground. They are criminals. Lawbreakers. Anyways, I'm hearing noise. Anyways, we'll call it a day with that, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, keep your left up. What the hell's that noise, Laura? There it's gone. That is The Word from the Trench.